弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
早晨我们还能够靠着他恩典这样聚在他的面前。
That this morning again, according to his grace, we can still gather before him.
我们在这里不仅纪念我们的主。
Here, not only do we remember our Lord.
我们在这里更是等候主的回来。
But even more so, we are waiting for his return.
然而年长弟兄江立兄在远东特会中他提醒我们。
Just as our brother, had reminded us at the Far East Service Conference.
其实不是我们等候主。
It's not really that we are waiting for him.
乃是主在等候我们。
But truly he is waiting for us.
因为我们早晨我们都能够明白这件事情。
May this morning, may we all come to understand this.
因为主的心腹还没有预备好。
Because our Lord's bride is not yet prepared.
因为我们还没有预备好。
Because we are not yet prepared.
所以我们的主还不能回来。
So our Lord cannot come back yet.
愿早晨主在向我们的说，在向我们的心说话。
So again, may the Lord speak to our hearts today.
请我们先读几处主的话语。
Shall we read a few passages of His Word?
请我们打开圣经到约翰福音第六章。
Shall we turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 6?
约翰福音第六章，我们要从第二十六节读到第二十九节。
We'll read John chapter 6 verses 26 through 29.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him the Father God has set his seal. Therefore they said to him, What shall we do so that we may work the works of God?Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
好，我们请再翻到以弗所书第一章。
Shall we also turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1?
以弗所书第一章，我们读第十节。
Ephesians 1, we'll read verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on the earth.
请我们再翻到哥林多后书。
Shall we next turn to 2 Corinthians?
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章，我们先从第七节读到第十一节。
We'll first read verse 7 through 11.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God, and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
好，我们再从第十六节读到第十七节。
And then we'll read verse 16 and 17.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。我们这至战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
好，请我们再翻到旧约的撒加利亚书。
Shall we turn to the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah?
撒加利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
我们要读第六节。
We'll read verse 6.
撒加利亚书第四章第六节，他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说：不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。”
Zechariah 4:6. Then he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit," says the Lord of hosts.
好，让我们一起低头在主面前有祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer before the Lord?
主，我们感谢你早晨靠着你的恩典，我们能够这样子聚在你面前。
Lord, we thank you that this morning, according to your grace, we can gather before you.
主，当我们伏在你面前的时候。
So as we lay prostrate before your feet.
主，求你伸出你的能手。
Please stretch out your mighty hand.
主，你复兴你的工作。
Please revive your work.
主啊，就是你用血买赎回来的。
That which you have purchased with your blood.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你的爱没有改变。
Because your love has never changed.
主，你的恩召没有改变。
And your calling has never changed.
主，因此早晨我们能够来仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主。
And so, Lord, this morning we are able to look upon the author and perfecter of our faith.
主，愿你再向我们说话。
Lord, once again speak to us.
主，我们在你的面前匍匐等候。
And so before you, we lay ourselves down and wait.
主，不是依靠势力。
It is not by might.
不是依靠才能。
Nor by power.
主，乃是依靠你的灵，方能成事。
But we rely upon your spirit.
主，把我们把讲的、翻的和听的都交在你的手中。
For the speaking, the translating, for those who hear, Lord, we place all upon your hand.
主，愿你亲自成就你的工作。
May you yourself do your work.
好叫颂赞荣耀越多的来归给你。
That more glory and power be unto you.
主，我们等候在你面前。
Lord, we wait before you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们感谢神，在过去两个礼拜前。在远东特会侍奉特会当中，主界的年长弟兄们向我们释放了宝贵的信息。
We thank the Lord that 2 weeks ago our brothers had given us very precious messages from the Lord.
这次特会的信息乃是这就是做神的工。
The theme of the conference is this is to do the work of God.
但我在过去两周里回想在特会当中所听到的信息。
So in the past 2 weeks, as I was remembering all the messages that I had heard,
有一件事特别叫我心里头感谢我们的主。
There was one thing that really caused me to give thanks to our Lord.
就是今天我们能够在神的面前来侍奉他。
That is, we have the chance to serve before Him.
就是今天我们能够靠他恩典来做神的工。
That is, according to His grace, we are able to do the work of God.
我们知道在第一世纪末了的时候，
We know that at the end of the first century,
在神的教会里头就产生了一个偏差，一个错误。
We know that in God's church, there was a deviation, an error.
就是神的教会开始有尼哥拉一党的行为和教训。
We know that at that time, there was the teaching and the works of the Nicolaitans.
那什么是这尼哥拉一党的行为和教训呢？
What is the teaching of the Nicolaitans?
就是有人把神的儿女分成不同的等级。
That is, people have now separated God's children into different levels or categories.
就是所谓的圣品阶级。
And that is the laity and the clergy.
只有少数的人能够侍奉神。
Only a select few can come to serve God.
而这样的一个错误和偏差深深影响神的教会。
This error and deviation has deeply influenced the Church of God.
直到今天，在神的儿女们当中，仍然有这样受这样的偏差的影响。
Even to today, God's children are still influenced by this.
所以早晨我们能够这样子在神的面前，在主饼杯的面前聚集。
So today, for us to be able to gather before the bread and the cup.
每一个蒙神所救赎的儿女能够在神的面前来侍奉他。
Every single child of God who has been saved by Him can come to serve Him.
这实在是神何等的恩典与保守。
This is such grace and protection.
当我们这样子聚在主面前来敬拜侍奉他的时候，
So as we come before him to worship and serve him,
我们是不是常常觉得这样子的时间不够？
Do we often feel that this time it's not enough?
为了早晨我们的擘饼聚会感谢主。
For this morning's table meeting, we really give thanks to the Lord.
我相信还有许多弟兄姐妹心里头还有话要对主说。
I believe that so many of us, we still have words in our heart that we want to say to Him.
只是时间不够了。
Except that time is not enough.
最近我与一位在中国的一个弟兄有一点交通。
Recently, I've had some fellowship with a brother who is from China.
我们弟兄他所在的聚会他原本是没有像我们这样子每个主日能够擘饼纪念主
And the meeting where he is from they do not have table meeting where they can gather before the Lord at his bread and cup
弟兄所在这个聚会是一个很小的聚会大概就只有十几位弟兄姐妹
And the meeting that he's at there's only a few
但感谢神在差不多半年前他们能够开始像我们一样能够在每一个主日能够擘饼纪念我们的主
But we thank the Lord about half a year ago they started to break bread together
刚开始的时候呢我们弟兄他觉得说只有十几个人哈他们想说我们能够有半个小时的时间来擘饼纪念主应该够了
And so he thought because there's less than 20 of us perhaps half an hour's worth of time is enough
他还担心啊这半个小时说不定还是零零落落的没有多少人能够愿意开口来感谢赞美主。
He at first was worried that only 30 minutes time that there would be a lot of empty space. They wouldn't have very much to say to the Lord.
当他们开始不久之后
But not long after they had started.
他们就发现半个小时的时间不够。
They realized that half an hour was not enough.
他们就延长了变成45分钟。
And so they lengthened the time to 45 minutes.
又没隔多久以后
And not long after that,
他们发现45分钟的时间也不够
They realized 45 minutes was not enough
虽然他们只有十几位弟兄姐妹
Even though there was only 10 or so of them
当他们在主面前这样擘饼纪念主的时候
And so as they were breaking bread remembering the Lord
神的爱实在是激励他们
God's love truly encouraged them
他们每一个人不止一次的在主面前把心里的向主的话能够倾诉出来
Every one of them not only did they pray once but all of them would pray many times to speak of the Lord's love for them
结果没有多久他们的擘饼聚会就变成像我们一样一个小时
And so not long after that they also had the same amount of time as we do a full hour
弟兄告诉我
And so our brother tells us
虽然他们还是十几位弟兄姐妹在那里擘饼纪念主
Even though there's only 10 or so brothers and sisters remembering the Lord together
但他们擘饼聚会结束的时候常常是过了一个小时
But oftentimes the time that they conclude the table meeting is over an hour
我实在是盼望在我们中间有这么多弟兄姐妹我们能够一同的来擘饼纪念主
I hope that among so many of us brothers and sisters as we come together to remember the Lord
愿每次我们都有这样的感觉
May we always have the same feeling
一个小时实在是不够
That an hour is not enough
因为我们实在是有好多的感谢赞美要对主说
Because we have so many words of thanksgiving to speak to our Lord
弟兄姐妹我们看见我们每个主日能够靠着主的恩典这样的聚集
So every Sunday as we see that it is by His grace we gather together
我们实在是不是因着在这里持守一个外面的传统
It is not because we are merely holding on to an outward tradition
我们在这里乃是持守一个见证
We're holding fast to a testimony
就是每一个神的儿女
That is every child of God
我们都是那有君尊的祭司
We are a royal priesthood
我们都是侍奉神的人
We are all servants of God
我们都应该做神的工
We all ought to do the work of God
在我们刚刚所读约翰福音主耶稣所说的话那里告诉我们
We just read the words of our Lord Jesus spoken to us in the book of John
他说信神所差来的这就是做神的工
He said this is the work of God that you believe in him whom he has sent
当然在这里主回答众人这句话的时候他的背景乃是这样
Of course, when the Lord was saying these words in response to the people, the background of it was this.
当然主已经行了神迹医治了许多的病人
The Lord has already performed many miracles. He has healed the sick.
那主也借着五饼鳄鱼喂饱了五千人
And with five loaves of bread and two fish, he has fed many thousands, 5,000.
在那之后就有许多人来找主耶稣要拥他做王
And so many people wanted to come crown him as king.
但是这里主耶稣非常不客气地对他们说
But without any apology, the Lord here says to them
主说我实实在在地告诉你们你们找我并不是因见了神迹
That truly, truly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs
乃是因着吃饼得饱
But because you ate of the loaves and were filled
弟兄姐妹这是我们今天来寻找主耶稣的原因吗
Is this the reason that we come to seek our Lord?
我们是盼望能够得着一些在地上的好处吗?
Is it because we're only hoping to get some benefits from him?
主说, 不要为那必坏的食物劳力,
and the Lord says, do not work for the food which perishes.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力,
but to work for the food which endures to eternal life.
这时众人就问主耶稣一个问题,
and so the people then asked him,
讲到这个劳力呢, 他们就想到, 那我们要做什么? 才算是做神的功呢?
When the Lord says work, they thought, okay, then what is the work of God?
这里众人的心思里头常常和我们是一样的。
And so the thoughts of these people often are like our thoughts.
他们所讲的话乃是说, 那我们要做许多什么事情才是做神的功?
In their question, they ask, what are the many things that we ought to do the works of God?
这里他们所问的问题里头说到神的工作是多数的。
In their question, we see that God's work is plural works.
但主耶稣却回答他们说,
but Jesus answered to them,
信神所差来的,
this is the work of God that you believe in him.
这就是做神的那一个工作。
This is the work of God.
主耶稣让我们看见神的工作只有一个。
We see that in God's work, there is only one.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同从主的话语，我们来明白。 什么是神的工作?
So we hope that through God's words, we can come to understand what is the work of God.
我们如何能够来做神的工?
How can we do the work of God?
我们知道为什么主耶稣说神的工作只有一个呢?
Do we know the reason why the Lord says that His work is singular, one?
我们看见从神创世以来,
we see that from eternity past,
神似乎做了许多的工作,
to now, God has done many works.
就是当主来到地上了, 之后,
after the Lord Jesus came to earth,
我们看见主在地上也行了许多的神迹奇事。
We see that our Lord Jesus, He also performed many signs and miracles.
因为使徒约翰在约翰福音的末了也告诉我们,
and John, at the end of the Gospel of John, He tells us,
若是要把主耶稣所做的事通通记录下来的话,
if you are to record all of the works of our Lord Jesus,
这是全世界也容纳不下。
Even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
所以我们看见不仅父神他做了许多的工作,
and so we see that even the Father has done many works.
主在地上他也做了许多的工作,
our Lord on earth has done many works.
为什么这里主耶稣回答他们说, 信神所差来的, 这就是做神的那一个工作。
Then why is it that our Lord Jesus in His answer here says that this is the work of God, that you believe in Him?
这里就让我们看见神所有工作乃是为着一个目的。
We see that all of God's works is for one purpose.
或者可以这么说, 神这一切的工作,他的加起来最终的目标乃是为着神的那一个旨意。
Or we could say that all of the works of God summed up together is for that one purpose.
就是神他那一个永远的旨意。
And that is for His eternal purpose.
在以弗所说1章10节告诉我们,
in Ephesians 1:10 it tells us,
那个旨意就是要照所安排的, 在日期满足的时候, 使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
It tells us that it has a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
所以从神这一个永远旨意里头, 我们能够来认识, 来明白, 什么叫做做神的工?
So from the viewpoint of His eternal purpose, let us come to understand what is it to do the work of God.
主要能够从三个方面我们来认识做神或者神这一个工作的原则。
So from three aspects, we want to take a look at the principle of this one work of God.
第一,就是神要叫他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
First off, we are to see that in His work, His Son is to reign supreme.
第二,就是神要叫万有都在那里来发表,来彰显他的儿子。
Secondly, is that God wants to use all things to manifest and express His Son.
第三,就是万事来成就神旨意的时候呢,他们所倚靠的乃是倚靠神的灵。
Thirdly, for all that is to accomplish His purpose, all must rely upon His Spirit.
所以从神的永远旨意里头,就叫我们能够明白做神的工的三方面的原则。
And so from coming to know His eternal purpose, we see these three principles.
第一,就是让基督在凡事上居首位。
First, we are to have His Son reign supreme.
第二,就叫基督能够借着万有来发表出来。
Secondly, in all things, the Son is to be expressed.
第三,我们乃是靠着圣灵 来做神的工。
And thirdly, we are to do the work of God through His Spirit.
在哥罗西书第一章告诉我们，
In Colossians chapter 1, it tells us,
讲到基督他是在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
That Christ is before all things and all things come through Him.
他也是教会全体之首。
And He is the head of the church.
他是原始。
And He is the beginning.
他是从死里首先复活。
He was the first who had resurrected from the dead.
使他在可以在凡事上居首位。
So that He will come to have first place in everything.
弟兄姐妹，基督在凡事上居首位。
Brothers and sisters,Christ is to have first place in everything.
并不是我们基督徒的一个口号。
It's not merely a motto or a slogan of Christians.
我相信在我们聚会当中聚会有一段时日的弟兄姐妹。
For brothers and sisters who have been here for many years.
我相信我们都听过这句话。
We have all heard this phrase.
甚至我们可能也都讲过这句话。
Perhaps we ourselves have even spoken it.
那到底基督在凡事上居首位，是不是我们在地上生活的一个实际呢？
When Jesus, is He the first place? Is that reality for our lives?
基督在凡事上居首位也不是一个抽象的概念。
It's also not just a figment of our imagination.
它是我们在生活当中每一天能够真实经历的。
Every day we can come to experience Him.
记得有一次主耶稣带着他三个门徒上了高山。
One time our Lord Jesus, He brought His three disciples up to a mountain.
在那高山的时候，我们主耶稣就变了形象。
And on that mountain, our Lord transfigured, He changed.
他的脸面就发光如日头。
His face glowed brighter than the sun.
他的衣裳也洁白如光。
And His clothing also were very white.
我们看见主的荣耀透过他这个肉身彰显出来。
And His glory was manifested even through His physical body.
这时候是三个门徒之一的彼得。
And so among these three disciples, one of them, Peter,
他总是喜欢抢先说话。
He's always the first one to speak.
在那里呢，他在那个在主荣耀显现的时候呢，那个摩西和以利亚也在那荣耀中显现。
And in that glorious transfiguration, we see that Elijah and Moses also appeared.
彼得就说了。
And so Peter spoke.
他说这里真好。
He said, it is so good to be here.
他说我们要造三，他说我们来造三座棚子。
Let us erect three tents.
一座为摩西。
One for Moses.
一座为以利亚。
One for Elijah.
一座是为着我们的主。
And one for our Lord.
突然间在他说话的中间。
And right in the middle of his speaking.
就一朵云彩围绕着他们。
A great cloud came and surrounded them.
在云彩里头就有声音对他们说。
And through that cloud, a voice came out and said,
这个声音乃是父神说话的声音。
And this voice was the voice of the Father speaking.
他说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
所以我们看见主耶稣是父所差来的。
So we see that our Lord Jesus, He was sent by the Father.
他是神的爱子。
He is the beloved Son of God.
神如何叫我们让他能够在万有上居首位呢？
How are we to have allow him to reign supreme, have first place in everything?
这告诉我们一件很简单的事情。
So it tells us very simply here.
就是要听他的。
We are to simply listen to him.
所以这也是我们在地上的生活当中。
So that is in our daily life here on earth.
我们如何能够让基督来居首位呢？
How is he to reign supreme, have first place?
就是我们要听从他。
We are to listen to him.
记得在约翰福音所记载的第一个神迹里头。
Do you remember the very first sign that was recorded in the book of John?
就是主耶稣在加利利的婚宴当中行了第一头一个神迹。
The very first sign, the miracle that the Lord Jesus performed at Galilee.
我觉得这个神迹就告诉我们一个非常重要的信息。
And in this miracle, this sign, we see a very important message.
就是我们的主，他要在凡事上
That our Lord, He must have first place in all things.
而且他告诉我们，我们如何能够在我们的生活当中。
And He shows us how in our daily life.
来让基督居首位。
We are to allow Christ to reign supreme, have first place.
在那里，我们看见在一个婚宴里头，大家非常的喜乐。
There we see there was a wedding banquet, and everyone was full of joy.
因为那新人为了所有的客人预备了那美好的酒。
Because the bridegroom, he has prepared a very good wine for everyone.
我们看见这个酒就叫大家喝了以后就感到非常的满足喜乐。
And so after this wine had been finished, everyone was satisfied and full of joy.
在这里让我们看见这世上的酒 都会有用尽的时候。
But we see that the wine on earth, there will be a point where it is finished.
所以当这酒用尽的时候
，And when it had ended, when it had been finished,
主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚就来对主说
，Our Lord's earthly mother Mary said to him,
说他们没有酒
，That they have run out of wine.
我们相信，主耶稣的肉身的母亲玛利亚，她可能是这一对新人结婚的新人的亲戚。
And so it could have been that our Lord Jesus' physical mother, earthly mother, had been their relative.
她有说话权。
And so she had the authority to say something.
所以她觉得说，发生这样一个难处。
Now that they have this problem,
这里有一个需要。
There is a need here.
她也知道她的肉身的儿子主耶稣啊，他是能够行神迹。
And she knows that her earthly son, the Lord Jesus, he is able to perform miracles.
所以他就来请主耶稣帮帮忙。
So she asked the Lord Jesus to help out.
就像我们在生活当中的许多时候一样。
Just like in our daily lives, many times.
当我们碰见难处了。
When we encounter a problem.
当我们有一个需要了。
When we have a need.
我们也就来找主耶稣帮帮忙。
We come to the Lord to ask him for help.
而主耶稣却回答他说。
And the Lord answered saying,
母亲，我与你有什么相干？
Woman, what does that have to do with us?
这里的原文更准确地告诉我们说，主的回答是说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？
The original says, woman, what does that have to do with us?
这里让我们看见神的工作的一个特性。
So here we see a characteristic of God's work.
不是根据地上的关系。
Does not have anything to do with our earthly relations.
这里主乃是要叫玛利亚认识一件事。
Here our Lord wants Mary to come to understand.
今天神的工作要得着成就。
For God's work to be accomplished,
基督必须是在首位。
Christ must have the first place.
主耶稣他必须是在那主人的地位上。
Our Lord Jesus must have that position of master.
所以当主耶稣这样回答玛利亚之后
，And so after the Lord responded to Mary in this way,
玛利亚就明白过来。
Mary came to understand.
弟兄姐妹盼望我们也能够明白过来。
Hopefully we will also understand.
当我们带着我们的难处和需要来到主面前的时候
，That when we bring our problems and needs to the Lord,
我们必须让基督居首位。
We must allow Christ to have the first place.
所以耶稣的母亲就对佣人说
，And so Jesus' mother said to the servants,
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
在这里我们看见玛利亚就让基督在这件事情上来居首位。
There we see Mary allowed the Lord Jesus to have the first place in that situation.
也就是玛利亚对佣人说
，And that is Mary saying to the servants,
你们要听他的。
You must listen to him.
所以我们看见在那里虽然有那个六口石缸摆在那边
，And so we see that there were six stone water pots there.
这个石缸本来它装水呢，是给这个客人来参加宴席的客人洗脚用的。
These water pots were there, specifically for the guests to wash their feet.
当然，因为所有客人都来了以后呢，他们脚都洗干净了。
And after the guests had all arrived and their feet were all clean,
所以这六口石缸里面的水呢，也差不多用完了。
These water pots, the water in them had almost been used up.
这时主耶稣就吩咐佣人说
，And so the Lord Jesus at this time told the servants,
把这六口石缸装满了水。
Fill the water pots with water.
对你们，要是你在当时你是那些佣人的话
，So brothers and sisters, if you at that time were one of the servants,
你面临宴席中一个极大的缺乏
，And you are now facing a great need in this wedding banquet.
你面临在当时一个非常紧迫的需要
，And you have a very critical need.
主耶稣却叫你做一件不相干的事
，And the Lord tells you to do something unreasonable.
是酒没有了。
It's wine that has run out.
不是洗脚水没有了。
It's not the water to clean the feet.
主耶稣叫你做这件事情，你做不做
？And the Lord Jesus tells you to do this. Will you do it?
我想我们可能要问一些问题。
You may perhaps ask some questions.
主啊，你可能忘记了。我们的问题是说这个酒没有了。
Lord, perhaps you may have forgotten. It's wine that we've run out.
不是这个洗脚水没有。
It's not the water to wash the feet that we've run out.
但我们看见这些的佣人。
But we see here these servants.
他们让基督居首位。
They allowed Christ to have the first place.
主怎么对他们说
？Whatever the Lord said.
他们就照着做。
They did accordingly.
他们就花时间。
So they took the time.
他们就付出力气。
And they used some effort.
他们就把这六缸的水打满。
They filled these six water pots to the brim.
圣经告诉我们，他们打到缸口。
And so the Bible tells us that they filled them up to the brim.
也就是说，他们完全照着主所说的，他们去做。
Which is to say that they did according to what the Lord had said.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是这样子呢
？Brothers and sisters, are we the same?
当我们带着问题难处来到主面前的时候
，When we have problems and needs and we bring it to the Lord,
我们实在需要主来帮助我们。
We truly need Him to help us.
在当主对我们说。你们如此，你们要这样做。
But when the Lord tells us, do it this way.
我们的反应是如何呢
？What is our response？
我们常常说，主啊，你是不是弄错了
？We often say to the Lord, Lord, you must be mistaken.
我的祷告您可能没听清楚。
Perhaps you didn't hear my prayer clearly.
我是需要一个工作。
I need a job.
你怎么叫我要顺服
？Why do you tell me to submit？
我需要一个妻子。
I need a wife.
你怎么叫我好好读圣经
？Why do you tell me to read the Bible？
我们实在是没有像这些的用人一样。
We are not like these servants.
感谢主，这些用人。主怎么说，他们就怎么做。
But we thank the Lord, these servants, whatever the Lord said, they did.
所以这里我们看见，当用人他们这样做了以后。
And so after the servants did accordingly.
我们看见，他们就让基督在这件事情上居首位。
They allowed Christ to reign supreme in this and have the first place.
这里我跟弟兄姊妹再多说一点。
And here I want to say a little more.
有些时候我们在神的家，主给我们有一些参与服事的机会。
Sometimes the Lord will give us an opportunity to enter into service in His home, in His house.
可能是我们教小孩子。
Perhaps we are to teach the young children.
可能我们是做招待的服事。
Perhaps we are to do the work of a greeter or an usher.
那在这些的服事当中
，In these services,
我们是不是让主在这件事情，在这些服事里头呢，居首位
？Do we allow the Lord in these services to have the first place？
在我们准备这个主日学课程之前
，Before we prepare for the children's Sunday school lesson，
我们是不是来到主的面前来求问
？Do we first come before the Lord and ask Him？
主啊，你要我说什么
？Lord, what do you want me to say？
当我们在一些的服事当中的时候
，As we are in our services，
我们是不是来到主的面前
？Do we come before the Lord？
我们求问主说，主啊，我当如何做
？And ask of Him, Lord, how do you want me to do this？
姐妹，这叫做让基督在凡事上居首位。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means to have allow Him to have the first place and be supreme.
所以这里我们看见这些的用人。
And so here we see these servants.
他们照着主所对他们说的事话，他们去做。
They did according to what the Lord said.
结果我们发现，他们就成为主行神迹的一般同工。
We see that they became co-workers of this miracle.
他们在主变水为酒这件神迹上，他们能够有他们的一份。
And in this miracle of God, they had a portion in it.
姐妹，这是何等荣耀、何等喜乐的事情
！This is such a joyous and glorious thing.
就在我们的平常的日常生活当中
，in our daily lives，
可能是很小的一件事情。
Perhaps it's a very small matter.
当我们来到主的面前来求问的时候
，But when we come before the Lord and ask of Him，
当我们把主所当得的地位来让给他的时候
，When we allow the Lord to have His rightful place，
可能是很简单的一件事情。
Perhaps it's a very simple matter.
当我们照着主所对我们说的去做了
，But when we do according to what the Lord says，
我们看见。我们就要经历到主能够在我们生活当中行他奇妙的事情。
We see that the Lord is able to accomplish His miraculous work.
弟兄姐妹，这就叫做做神的工。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means to do the work of God.
第二方面，我们看见当主要我们做一件很小的事情的时候。
Secondly, when we see that the Lord asks us to do something very small.
常常也需要我们用信心来配合。
Oftentimes we need to add faith to our work.
因为当这些用人把那十缸的水装满了以后
，Because after the servants had filled up these water pots with water，
主接着说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的。
The Lord now tells the servants to draw some out and give it to the head waiter。
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这个时候那管宴席的一定是焦急的不得了。
We know that at this time the head waiter must be extremely anxious。
因为没有酒了，在婚宴当中没有酒，这是一个非常窘困的一个情形。
Because it's a very difficult issue when you have a wedding banquet and you have no wine.
而主却叫这些佣人哈，把这些洗脚水舀去给管宴席的。
And the Lord now tells the servants to draw some of the water to clean feet to give to the head waiter.
弟兄姐妹，要是你的话，你做不做
？If it were you, would you do it?
我想，可能我们想做的话，肯定要挨骂了。
We think to ourselves, if we do it, we're going to be scolded.
当我们看见这些佣人。
But we see these servants.
当主对他们这么说
，When the Lord said this to them,
他们就用他们的信心配合主所要做的工作。
They coupled together what they needed to do with faith.
他们就把这些要洗脚的水啊，就拿去给管宴席。
They took the feet cleansing water to the head waiter.
就当他们这样从在信心里头顺服主所说的话
，And in faith, when they obeyed God's word,
他们就送去了。
They brought it to the head waiter.
我们发现神迹就发生了。
And here we see the miracle happened.
当管宴席的一尝了这个酒
，When the head waiter tasted of the wine,
他就说：“怎么把这个 上好的酒留到现在。
Why did you leave the best wine to now?
圣经里面我们看见，因着这个神迹，门徒他们就更相信主耶稣就是神的儿子。
So because of this miracle, we see that the disciples came to believe even more that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是在这件神的工作的里头
，In this work of God,
我们看见是谁与主耶稣同工呢
？Who was co-working together with the Lord?
乃是这一些照着主所说的就去行的这些用人。
It was the servants who did according to what he said.
弟兄姐妹，在我们平常生活当中
，So brothers and sisters in our daily lives,
当我们在养育孩子上面碰到一些难处、一些问题的时候
，When we are training and rearing up our children and you encounter some problems,
那我们怎么办呢
？What will you do?
今天刚好有做父母的，也有做孩子的在我们中间。
Today here sitting among us, we have parents and children.
我说一件事情啊，一定是。双方面都同有同感的。
And I'm going to mention a matter where you have a feeling for whether you are a parent or a child.
当父母看到孩子身上有一些问题
，When the parent sees that on the children they have some problems,
父母会怎么样呢
？What will the parents do?
他们就会告诉他，对不对
？You will tell them.
那说了以后呢
？And then after that,
孩子听不听
？Will the children listen?
一般来讲，第一次都不会听。
Generally speaking, after you speak the first time, they don't listen.
不听的话，父母怎么办呢
？But if they don't listen, what do you do?
做父母的怎么办？
As parents, what do you do? You will say it again.
那再说一次呢？听不听
？And when you say it again, do they listen?
结果还是不听。
Still, they don't listen.
所以父母亲怎么办
？So what do the parents do?
就只好一直叨。
That you must continue to nag.
那叨了一百遍呢，还是不听
？After you nag 100 times and still they don't listen,
怎么办
？What do you do?
我们想，那叨一百遍可能不够。
Perhaps nagging 100 times is not enough.
两百遍。
You must nag 200 times.
结果有没有效果
？Is there any result?
年轻人，你们说有没有效果
？Young people, is there any result to that?
我想讲了三遍不听的话。
I feel that if you don't hear or listen after three times,
你讲三百遍他也不会听。
After 300 times, they still won't listen.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在养育孩子的事情上
，And so in this matter of training up our children,
我们是做我们的工呢？还是我们是做神的工
？Are we doing our work or the work of God？
如果我们一直叨、一直叨、一直叨的话
，If we are constantly nagging, nagging, nagging，
那我们就是做我们自己的工。
Then we are doing our own work。
结果我们也会看见是没有果效。
And at the end, we find that there is no result。
但如果我们愿意在养育孩子的事上，我们来做神的工。
But in this matter of training our children, if we are willing to do the work of God。
当我们讲了三遍以后
，After you have spoken three times，
发现没有果效的时候
，And you realize there's no result，
我们就应当来到主的面前
，We ought to come before the Lord，
把我们的孩子交在主的面前
，To bring our children to the Lord，
让基督在我们孩子身上来居首位
，To allow Christ to have the first place in the lives of our children，
我们在主的面前来等候
，And we wait before the Lord，
我们在主的面前为我们孩子祷告
，And before the Lord we pray for our children。
当我们听见主对我们说做什么的时候
，And so when we hear our Lord speak to us what we ought to do，
我们就照着主所说的去做
，We do according to what He says。
有可能是不相干的事
，Perhaps it's an unreasonable thing。
但是我就发现
，But then we come to realize，
神迹奇事就发生在我们孩子身上
，That the signs and miracles will occur in our children。
这叫做做神的工
，That is to do the work of God。
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意在孩子身上是做我们自己的工呢？还是我们愿意在孩子身上来做神的工
？So brothers and sisters, upon our children, are we doing our own work or are we doing the work of God?
讲到第二方面的原则说，什么叫做做神的工呢
？Now when we talk about the second principle of what it means to do the work of God,
乃是要借着这个工作让基督被发表、被彰显出来。
We are in doing this work express and manifest Christ.
我们都非常熟悉罗马书第八章的一句话。
We're all very familiar with this passage in Romans chapter 8.
就是神要叫万事互相效力。
That we know God causes all things to work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God.
这益处是什么呢
？What is this work together for good?
就是要把我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
That is, we are all to be molded into the image of His Son.
也就是说，要叫我们得荣耀。
That means we are to gain glory.
我们常常说。哎呀，我们基督徒要得荣耀。
Oftentimes we think, oh, Christians, we are to be glorious.
那什么叫做基督徒得荣耀呢
？What does it mean for Christians to gain glory?
简单的说
，Simply put，
就基督能够从我们身上能够发表出来。
Christ is expressed from us.
就基督能够从我们身上彰显出来。
Christ is expressed and manifested from us.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
这是神
今天在我们身上的工作。
This is God's work in us today.
那神怎么做成这件事情呢？
So how can God do this work in us?
在哥林多后书第四章就告诉我们。
So in 2 Corinthians 4, it tells us.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
这宝贝是什么？
What is this treasure?
就是我们的主。
That is our Lord Jesus.
你在神的心中只有一个宝贝。
Because in the heart of our God, there's only one treasure.
就是他的儿子。
That is his son.
那什么是瓦器呢？
Then what is this earthen vessel?
就是你我。
That's you and me.
因为我们都是按照尘土所造。
Because we are all made out of dust.
所以神怎么样来做成一件这件荣耀的事情，叫基督能够在我们身上彰显出来。
So how is it that God can do this work in allowing Christ to be manifested from us?
就是神把这个宝贝。
That is God taking this treasure.
放在我们这个瓦器。
He places it him in us, this vessel.
这件事情是神做的。
This work God has done.
只有神会做这件事。
Only God can do this work.
Only he will do this work.
为什么只有神会做这件事呢？ Why is it that only God will do this work?
因为你我的话，我们不会做这件事。
Because if it were you and I, we cannot.
如果你家里面有一个至宝。
If it, at home you have a very precious treasure.
比方说是十克拉的钻石。
Let's say it's a 10 carat diamond.
你会不会把它交给你的儿子？
Will you give it to your son?
让他放在他口袋里。
To put it in his pocket.
来替你保管。
For him to take care of.
我相信不会的。
I believe you won't.
但是我们的神
But our God
因为他是神
Because he is God
所以他把他所最爱的宝贝
He has placed his most beloved treasure
他愿意放在你我这瓦器的里头
He is willing to place it in you and me these earthen vessels
姐妹我们是何等的瓦器
What vessels, earthen vessels we are
如果我们回头想一想
If you look back and think about it
不要说是在我们蒙恩之前
Don't think about just before you were saved
就是我们蒙恩之后
Even after we were saved
我们想一想我们是如何的卑贱
Think about how very shameful we are
虽然神用他儿子买赎了我们
Even though God has used his own son to redeem us
多少时候我们的行事为人都没有与我们所蒙的恩相称。
How many times we have not walked worthy of His calling?
弟兄姐妹，我们就是这样的瓦器。
Brothers and sisters, this is the type of earthen vessel we are.
神知不知道呢？
Does God know that?
他知道。
He knows.
他知道，虽然他为我们付上了赎价。
He knows that even though He has paid the ultimate price.
他虽然知道，他用他的爱爱了我们。
And He has used His love to love us.
他知道我们常常。还要顶撞他。
He knows that oftentimes we rebel against him.
他知道我们常常还要软弱犯罪得罪他。
He knows that oftentimes we will still be weak and sin against him.
尽管是如此。
Even so.
我们的神他愿意他仍然愿意将这个宝贝放在我们这个瓦器。
Our God is still willing to place his treasure into these earthen vessels, you and me.
然后他要做一件事情。
And then he's going to do something.
他就在我们这个瓦器的身上啊做工作。
In this earthen vessel, he's going to do his work.
做工作的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this work?
就是叫有一天这个瓦器被破碎。
So that one day this earthen vessel will be broken.
里面这个宝贝能够彰显出来。
And that this inward treasure can be expressed.
神的儿子能够在我们身上被发表出来。
God's son can be manifested from us.
为了这个目的，神就叫万事来效力。
For this purpose, God allows all things to work together for good.
然后这万事里头包括神许多的祝福。
And in all these things, it encompasses God's blessings.
但是很可惜的。
But sadly,
许多时候神的祝福并不能叫我们这个瓦器被破碎。
Oftentimes, God's blessings cannot allow this earthen vessel to be broken.
因为我们这生来总是以自己为中心的人。
Because we are very self-centered people as soon as we have been born.
许多时候神越祝福我们。
Oftentimes, the more God blesses us.
我们离神越远。
The further we are from God.
什么时候神越祝福我们。
So whenever God blesses us a lot.
我们越忘了他的恩典。
We will forget his grace.
我们看见神就借着万事。
So we see that God causes all things.
就包括哥林多后书这里四章所说的。
It encompasses what is spoken of here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
神就叫我们四面受敌。
That we are afflicted in every way.
心里作难。
That we will not be crushed.
叫我们遭逼迫
We'll be perplexed and persecuted
叫我们被打倒
We will be struck down
所以我们看见神就借着我们周遭的许多的人事物
So we see that through the people and environment around us
在我们身上来做这个工作
God is doing this work in us
这是要叫我们这个瓦器被破碎
So that this earthen vessel can be broken
叫我们这个外面的人能够被破碎
So that this outer man can be broken
神只有一个目标
God only has one purpose
神工作就是为了这个目标
God's workhas only this one goal
要叫在我们里面的宝贝能够被彰显出
so that this treasure that is within us can be expressed
姐妹盼望我们能够早一天明白这件事情
we hope brothers and sisters that very quickly you can come to understand this
我们能够明白这是神在我们身上要做的那个工作
that you can understand that this is what God wants to do in us
就是要叫我们这个天然的己
this natural self
叫我们这个天然的人
this natural man
能够因在周遭环境所遭遇的这一切的患难
through all of the afflictions that is around us
可能是我们的配偶
perhaps it is our spouse
可能是我们的孩子
perhaps it is your children
可能是我们工作上的老板
perhaps it is your boss at work
可能是我们的同事
perhaps it's your co-workers
或者借着一个车祸
or perhaps a car accident
或者借着我们的疾病
or our illness
神在我们身上要做这件事情
God is doing this work
就叫我们这个刚硬的瓦器
so this very hard and stubborn earthen vessel
叫我们这个亚当里的旧人
this old Adam
叫我们这个天然的肉体
this natural flesh
能够因着神借着环境中许多事情的作为
through our environment through all of these things around us
能够一点一点的被破碎
gradually can break us
因为神他不达到他的目的他不甘休
because God is not willing to not accomplish his goal
直到我们这个外面的人被神破碎了以后
Until after this outer man is broken
好叫神所放在我们里面这个宝贝基督就被彰显出来
So that this treasure which is our Lord Jesus can be expressed and manifested from us
这就是十字架在我们身上工作的过程
This is the process of the work of the cross in us
弟兄姐妹苦难本身不是十字架
Suffering in and of itself brothers and sisters is not the cross
只有当我们在这苦所面临一切的苦难的里头
But in all of these sufferings
当我们伏在神大能的手下
When we submit ourselves beneath his mighty hand
当我们在神的面前愿意让神在我们身上做这个破碎的工作
Before God we allow him to do his breaking work
当我们伏下来的时候
When we submit beneath him
十字架就在我们身上来叫我们这个己被破碎
Then the cross will break itself
叫我们这个肉体受对付
To deal with our flesh
好叫里面的基督能够被彰显出来
So that Christ within can be expressed
这就是保罗在哥林多后书第四章那里所说的
This is what Paul is speaking of in 2 Corinthians chapter 4
这个过程是一段苦楚
This process is affliction
但是它却是至暂至轻的苦楚
But it is only momentary light affliction
因为保罗知道
Because Paul knows
借着这些十字架在他身上的工作
Through all of the work of the cross in him
他要在我们身上成就那极重无比永远的荣耀
It is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison
就是叫神拯救我们的心意能够成就在我们身上
So that God can accomplish his will upon us
叫基督能够从我们这个人身上能够被发表被彰显出来
So that Christ through us can be expressed and manifested
就是刚刚石桥弟兄提到江弟兄在特会当中所提到的这样一件事
Just as Brother Michael earlier had shared that Brother Kong had also mentioned at the conference
他盼望我们每一次的聚集是一次减少的聚集
He desires that every time we gather it is one of limitation and reducing
也就是讲到十字架在我们身上的工作
This is the work of the cross in us
他叫我们这个己越来越减少
He allows this self in us to constantly be reduced
他叫基督在我们身上越多的成型
So that Christ can be more and more shaped in us
借着十字架叫我们外面的人破碎了
So through the cross the outer man can be broken
叫里面的基督被彰显出来
To allow the inner Christ to be expressed
姐妹这就是神的工
Brothers and sisters this is God's work
第三方面
Thirdly
我们看见我们乃是要依靠圣灵来做神的工
We see that in doing God's work We are relying upon His Holy Spirit
因为我们发现这十字架的工作不是我们能够靠着自己来做成的
Because we realize that the work of the cross is not something that we can accomplish through ourselves
不是依靠势力
It is not by might
不是依靠才能
It is not by power
不是依靠我们自己 下定决心。
It's not through us setting our own self-will.
无论我丈夫怎么对待我。
No matter how my husband treats me.
无论我丈夫怎么对我发脾气。
No matter how my husband throws his temper at me.
我一定要顺服。
I must submit.
弟兄姐妹，不是依靠势力。
Brothers and sisters, it is not by might.
不是依靠才能。
It is not by power.
主的话说，乃是依靠他的灵。方能成事。
God's word tells us that it is all accomplished by His Spirit.
所以我们看见十字架在我们身上的工作。
So when we see the work of the cross upon us,
神并没有交给任何的人。
God did not give this work to any other person.
神乃是亲自要借着他的灵来成就他的旨意在我们身上。
It is God Himself through His Spirit He accomplished this work in us.
在这里我稍微说一下，有两件事情。它是可能是截然不同的。
Here I want to talk about two things that they are very different.
因为这今天我们说到要做神的工。
Because today when we speak about doing God's work.
我们今天盼望我们所做的是神的工作。
We hope that what we are doing is God's work.
那这个跟我们为神做工有没有不一样呢？
Is this different from doing things for God?
很多时候我们的情形我们乃是为神做工。
Oftentimes, our condition is that we are doing work for God.
我们为神有热心。
We have zeal for Him.
我们盼望为神传福音。
We want to share the gospel for God.
我们甚至奉主的名在那里医病赶鬼。
We still, in His name, we cast out demons and heal illnesses.
很多时候我们是为神做工。
Oftentimes, we are doing work for God.
但是我们要问我们自己。
But we must ask ourselves.
当我们做这个工的时候。
When we are doing that work.
我们的动机是什么？
What is our motivation?
我们的依靠是什么？
What are we relying upon?
我们的做法是根据谁？
The method of which we are doing our work, what is it according to?
姐妹，这就让我们看见做神的工和为神做工可能是截然不同的事情。
We find that doing the work of God and doing work for God are very different matters.
今天如果这个工作是根据我自己起意的，
If this work has originated from myself,
这个就不是神的工。
That is not God's work.
今天如果这个工作是靠着我的能力，靠着我的才能聪明来做成的。
This work, if it is according to my strength, my skill, my intelligence that I accomplish it,
这也不是神的工。
That is not God's work.
今天如果做这个工是按着我的方法，按着我过去的经验，这个也不是神的工。
If this work that I'm doing is according to my methods and my past experience, that also is not God's work.
所以我们看见要做神的工。
So we find that to do God's work,
我们看见必须是神他先起义。
That it originates from God first.
这告诉我们，我们在地上，我们盼望做神的工的时候。
So on earth, we hope that while we are doing godly work,
我们总是要来求问我们的主。
We always need to come to ask our Lord first.
我们记得当大卫他起了一个心意。
We know that when David, when he had this desire,
或是说他从神那里摸着了神的心意。
Or we could say that he had touched upon God's desire.
就盼望能够把那失落已久的约柜要迎回到耶路撒冷。
He wanted to bring the ark that had been lost for a long time back into Jerusalem.
我们知道这个动机，这个起意是好的。
We know that this motivation, it was a very good one.
这也是神的心意。
And this was also God's will.
非常好。
It's very good.
但我们看见当大卫他就预备好了要去迎接约柜要回耶路撒冷。
We see that David, he was prepared. He was ready to bring the ark back into Jerusalem.
他犯了一个错误。
However, he committed an error.
什么错误呢？
What was that error?
他可能受到了这个他一些的这个经验的这个影响。
Perhaps he had been influenced by all the many experiences around him.
或许可能是从因着那个腓利士人的影响。
Or perhaps influence of the Philistines.
他就用了这个牛车啊来拖神的约柜，来运这个神的约柜。
He wanted to bring the ark in upon an ox cart.
这个有没有问题？
Is there any problem with that?
反正目标是要把约柜，神的约柜，迎到耶路撒冷。
The goal was to bring the ark back into Jerusalem.
那我用牛车运呢，或是我用 limo 来运，有什么差别？
What's the difference between bringing the ark in on an ox cart versus a limousine?
那我用越高级的这个交通工具，不是越好吗？
If I use something that's very prestigious, isn't that better?
因为这是神的约柜。
Because this is God's ark.
可不可以？
Can I do that?
不行
，No，
因为神说他的约柜必须是靠祭司利未人 躺在肩上。
Because God has already spoken that the ark must be carried upon the shoulders of the Levites.
所以我们看见，虽然大卫起了这样一个心意。
So we see, even though David he had this desire.
这个心意也是神的心意。
And this desire was also God's desire.
他所用的方法。
But his method
乃是人的方法
was man's way
是世界的方法
was the way of the world
就我们看见这个牛车在运约柜的路上就发生一个意外
So we see that something had happened while the ark was being transported upon this ox cart
这个约柜就差一点就要落到地上
The ark almost fell upon the ground
其中这个祭司乌撒呢就用手要去扶这个约柜
To a point where the priest Uzzah he reached out his hand to try to steady the ark
我们看见这个心意是好的
We see the motivation again was good
结果呢
But
于乌撒当场就被神击杀
At that time at that point in time Uzzah was struck down by God
弟兄姐妹我们必须要认识神的工作
We must come to understand God's work
必须是根据神的起义
That it must originate from God
必须是照着神的方法
It must be according to God's way
必须要依靠神的圣灵
You must rely upon God's Holy Spirit
我们才能够来做成神的工作
For us to be able to accomplish God's work
在撒迦利亚书那里那一章的圣经让我们看见一件事情
That passage in Zechariah it shows us
因为在那里呢有一个灯台
There is a lampstand
我们知道这纯金的灯台就说到教会的见证
This lampstand of pure gold it speaks of the testimony of the church
在这灯台两边呢有两棵的橄榄树
On two sides of this lampstand there are two olive trees
而这橄榄树呢它就供应这个灯台
And these two olive trees they are producing the oil supplying the oil for the lampstand
它供应什么给这个灯台呢
What is it producing for the lampstand
这灯台是为了发光
We know that the purpose of the lampstand is to produce light
就像神的教会在地上乃是为了彰显主耶稣基督的见证
Just like the church here on earth today is to manifest the testimony of Christ
但这个灯台如何能够发光呢
But how can this lampstand produce light?
我们看见必须要有油
We find that it must have oil
在这个意象的里头
In this vision
我们看见在灯台两旁的两棵橄榄树
We see these two olive trees next to it
它们供应油给这个灯台
It is supplying the oil for the lampstand
它供应什么油呢
What type of oil is it supplying?
那很自然的是什么油
Naturally, what type of oil?
橄榄树当然供应橄榄油是不是
Of course, olive trees is olive oil.
就圣经让我们看见这橄榄树流出来的供应这个灯台呢的油呢不是橄榄油
But we find that the oil coming from these olive trees is not olive oil.
它原文乃是说到乃是金子
But it tells us it's golden oil.
我们可以加上那个油因为是实在是需要油呢灯才能够发光
We know that it is oil because the lampstand needs oil
其实呢它原文就是讲到就是供应这个金子
But originally it just says it is gold
金子是讲什么呢
What is gold? What does it speak of?
讲到乃是神生命的性情
It is the nature of God's life
所以我们看见在这里有一个很奇妙的一个图画
So here we find a very amazing illustration
这灯台两旁的橄榄树
The two trees next to the lampstand
橄榄树指着谁是谁说的呢
What do the olive trees point to?
对我们今天来说就是我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女
It speaks to all of us children of God
我们就像那两棵橄榄树一样
We are like these two olive trees
圣经让我们看见见证人的原则是两个
Because we see that the principle of a testimony is that you must have at least two
所以我们每一个被神拯救的神的儿女我们都像这两棵橄榄树
So every single child of God saved by His grace we are like these two olive trees
所以如果按着我们天然人生命来做神的工作
So according to our natural life if we are to do the work of God
那我们就是会供应什么橄榄油
What do we supply? We supply olive oil
因为那是我们天然生命里头所有的
Because that's what we have in our natural life
但在这个意象的里头我们看见
But in this vision we see
这橄榄树乃是流出金色的油
These olive trees, they supply golden oil.
我们看见的是基督的生命从橄榄树里头流出来
We see that it is the life of Christ that is flowing out from them.
而流出来这个基督生命的性情
And it flows out the nature of the life of Christ.
就成为这个金灯台发光的那个源头
That is where the light And the oil that supplies the lampstand where it originates from.
所以我们看见弟兄姐妹，我们今天在地上要为主做见证。
So today, brothers and sisters, as we are to testify for the Lord on earth.
我们常常说我们要彰显基督耶稣的见证。
We say that we are to express the testimony of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，不是靠我们天然人的能力。
It is not according to our natural ability.
不是靠我们天然人的性情。
It is not according to our own nature.
但是要 叫基督从我们身上彰显。
But to allow Christ to be manifested from us.
而是要叫基督生命的性情从我们身上流露出来。
We are to allow the nature of Christ to flow from us.
这样才能够供应这个灯台。
In this way, we can supply the lampstand.
才能够叫神的教会。
To allow God's church.
在地上能够发光。
On earth to manifest light.
那是神今天借着我们所要做成的工作。
This is the work that God wants to do through us today.
弟兄姐妹，我们最末了，我们这样子说。
Brothers and sisters, at the very end, in concluding, we want to say.
我们盼望在不多的日子里头，我们能够在地上来做成神的工。
We hope that in these coming days, a few days, that we can continue to do God's work.
我们看见神的工作不是在一定是在一个这个轰轰烈烈的工厂里头完成。
God's work is not done in a very loud and boisterous company or factory.
其实神的工作就是在我们平常的日常生活当中。
But this work is done in our daily, normal, everyday life.
即使是一件最小的事情。
Even in the very smallest of matters.
只要我们是让基督在其中居首位。
As long as we allow Christ to have the first place.
只要借着我们所做的事情，让基督能够被彰显。
That in all that we do, we are to manifest Christ.
只要当我们在做这最小的事情的时候，我们乃是倚靠神的灵。
Even when we are doing the smallest of things, that we are relying upon His Spirit.
就是在最小的事情上，我们都能够做神的工作。
Even in the smallest things, we can still do the work of God.
我们所做的也能够蒙神的悦纳。
And that which we do will be acceptable to God.
相反的。
And also vice versa.
如果我们所做的事。
If the things we do.
不是让基督居首位。
Is not allowing Christ to have the first place.
如果我们所做的工作不是出于神。
If the work that we do is not from God.
如果我们所做的事不是倚靠主的灵。
If the things that we do is not in relying upon His Spirit.
就算我们为主做了再大的工作。
Even if we are to do the greatest work for God.
就算我们传福音有几百个人信主。
Let's say 100 some people come to believe in the Lord if we share the gospel.
就算我们在休斯顿建立一个最大的 mega church.
Even in Houston, if we are to establish the greatest mega church.
姐妹，若不是按着神的心意，
If it is not according to God's will,
若不是叫基督能够彰显，
If Christ is not expressed and manifested,
若不是倚靠神的灵，
If it is not according to the relying upon His Spirit,
姐妹，我们工作再有果效，都不能讨神的喜悦。
Then all the fruits of our labors cannot satisfy His heart.
姐妹，所以我们当如何来做神的工作呢？
So brothers and sisters, how are we to do the work of God?
感谢神给我们能够和弟兄姐妹一同的在神的面前能够有祷告。
We thank the Lord that together with all brothers and sisters we can pray.
罗马书告诉我们，我们都是软弱的。
Romans 8 tells us that we are all weak.
但是我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们。
But in our weakness, we have the Holy Spirit who helps us.
因为我们本不知道如何祷告。
Because we in ourselves do not know how to pray.
但圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息来为我们祷告。
But the Holy Spirit within us, with unspeakable sighings, is able to pray.
因为神的灵在我们里头，他知道神的旨意。
Because the Holy Spirit within us, He knows the will of God.
他能够按着神的旨意来为我们祷告。
And according to the will of God, He is able to pray.
所以当我们能够与基督弟兄姐妹一同聚在主的面前来祷告的时候，
So as we gather together with all brothers and sisters to pray,
我们乃是靠着圣灵随时多方的祷告。
We are praying at all times with according to the Spirit.
祷告是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to pray?
就让我们看见我们不知道怎么做神的工作。
It allows us to say that we do not know how to do the work of God.
我们必须主来告诉我们。
We must have the Lord tell us.
借着圣灵在祷告当中来告诉我们。
Through the Holy Spirit tell us through prayer.
叫我们知道主的意思。
So that we can come to know His will.
叫我们能够按着主的意思我们来祷告。
And according to His will then we pray.
借着祷告。
And then through prayer.
我们依靠主。
We come to rely upon the Lord.
我们依靠神的大能。
And relying upon His great power.
他来在我们身上来成就神的旨意。
Then upon us, we accomplish His work.
然后叫基督能够为教会做万有之首。
So that Christ can have the first place in all things, that be the head of the church.
姐妹，所以我们感谢主给我们有许多团体祷告的机会。
So we thank the Lord that He has given us many opportunities to have corporate prayer.
我们能够常常和弟兄姐妹一同的在主的面前借着祷告来与神同工。
And together with all brothers and sisters, we can pray together for God's work.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在知道主回来的日子是非常近。
Brothers and sisters, we do know that His return is near.
当我们想到我们要见主的时候
When we think about how we are to meet him
弟兄姐妹除非我们不想见主的面
Perhaps if you don't want to see him
你不想见主的面你还是要见主
Even if you don't want to, you still will
我们知道我们都要见主
We know that we will see our Lord
但当主回来的时候
But when he returns,
或是我们去见他的时候
or perhaps when we go to see him,
弟兄姐妹，我们是欢欢喜喜的呢
do we go with joy?
还是我们是羞羞惨惨
or do we go with shame?
我们能不能当有一天站在主面前的时候
one day when we are standing before him,
我们能够听见主对我们说
do we hear him saying to us,
你是又良善又忠心的仆人
you are my good and faithful servant,
还是我们听见主会对我们说
Or do we hear the Lord saying to us
你是又饿又懒的仆
You are my lazy and evil servant
弟兄姐妹愿主帮助我们
May the Lord help us
在不多的时候
In these not much time left
我们能够靠着主的恩典
According to his grace
我们能够与我们所亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Together with all our dear brothers and sisters
我们一同来学习
Together may we learn
来学习做神的工
Learn to do God's work
我们一起再有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，虽然我们人的话语是何等的有限。
Even though the words of man is so limited.
但主，我们知道我们依靠的不是我们自己。
Lord, we know that we are not relying upon ourselves.
主，我们乃是依靠你的圣灵。
We are relying upon your Holy Spirit.
主，愿你圣灵亲自借着这一点的话语。
May your spirit through this little bit of word
主你继续向我们的心说话
Continue to speak to our hearts
主你唤醒我们
Lord please waken us
主你坚固我们
Lord please establish us
叫我们能够向你忠心
So that we may be faithful
主叫我们能够明白你在我们身上的旨意
So that we can come to understand your will for us
主我们实在是不能做什么
Lord we truly cannot do much
但是我们愿意你在我们身上得着主权
But we are willing for you to reign supreme and have lordship in us
我们愿意你能够从我们身上彰显
We are willing for you to be expressed and manifested from us
我们不愿意再靠自己的势力和才能
We are not willing to rely upon our own power or might
我们愿意依靠你的圣灵
But we want to rely upon your spirit
主愿在这末后的日子里
Lord in these end days
主你亲自复兴你的工作
May you yourself revive your work
好像你的见证能够借你的教会彰显出来
So that your testimony through your church can be expressed
听我们祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名
In Jesus' most victorious name Amen, Amen.